The Anglo-Saxon Culture and the Coming of Christianity, page 18. It could be said that the Anglo-Saxons, at least in the early stages of their occupation, re-established pagan values. They were largely illiterate, and instead of the Latin alphabet, their language used a series of cryptic characters called runes. Their gods referred both to ancient Germanic and Scandinavian legends. Christianity continued to be practiced by some Celts, but they lived mostly in isolated communities of monks in parts of Wales and Scotland. In 797, a monk called Augustine was sent to England by Pope Gregory I to re-establish Christianity in Britain. He went to Kent, where he became the first Archbishop of Canterbury, now the nominal head of the Church of England. In this way, the Roman Church was able to gain a great deal of influence over successive English kings, who allied themselves with the Church to gain credibility. Through alliance with the Church, the Anglo-Saxon kings became literate and began to administer their kingdoms, not through force, but through rule of law, reformulating their tribal customs to resemble Roman law. They also began to see themselves as God-appointed rulers. However, the conversion of kings who used religious legitimacy to add to their power and prestige was insufficient foundation for Christianity to establish itself more widely. Rather than Augustine, it was the wandering monks and bishops of the primitive and isolated Celtic Church who, with their simple way of life, were more successful in converting ordinary people to the new faith. In the 7th and 8th centuries, several churches and monasteries were built. Monasteries became centers of learning and depositories of culture, where the monks studied and copied out books by hand.